Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, violence creates more special social problems than it solves. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. You can call into the show live and ask a question or get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Targeted Massachusetts is forming a 501c3 nonprofit. We are asking your help. We have a GoFundMe account, and it is as follows, gf.me/u/x7f9y6. If you would feel more comfortable dropping a check or money order in the mail, you can do that by sending it to Frank Allen or Targeted Massachusetts, P.O. Box 193, Pembroke, Massachusetts, or M.A. And the zip is 02358. An easier way to do it is go to targetedmassachusetts.org and you'll find the GoFundMe link there. Okay, we're going to try and sum up what has been happening around the country tonight. And it's a collaboration between myself, John Whitehead, Activist Post, and a couple others. Violence of the 60s. Police brutality. Racial tension. They were all in the past, right? Our fathers and mothers never had the time to teach their children the correct history. And there is only one. The history that we learned together with Martin Luther King and John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The history that would have helped to prevent what has happened recently across our great nation. The grammar schools and the high schools, for some reason, did not bother to teach these facts of our nation's history. The women of the country were just starting to work. They were not home when the kids got home. So they became latchkey kids. Many times dad didn't come home till late. Many times mom was working in the office until late. So the time spent with the parents was less. We were seeing the beginning of the two-income household. The Federal Reserve Bank did not like the fact that the American people were saving and banking money. Inflation began to run rampant. Families, black and white, were faced with a new social crisis, trying to get by. Laws were passed and prices soared until we reach 2020. Today, the middle class is gone altogether. To purchase a home today, you must make at least $100,000 per year. Back in the 60s and early 70s, homes went for between $4,500 and $15,000. Also, today's date, June 26, 2020, there are no price caps on any products. Prices are anywhere between 3 to 10 times the normal price. The following is by Martin Luther King, Jr. And it expresses something that I learned from Martin Luther King and John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Violence creates many more social problems than it solves. If they succumb to the temptation of using violence in their struggle, unborn generations will be the recipients of a long and desolate night of bitterness. And our chief legacy to the future will be an endless reign of meaningless chaos. Violence is not the way. Once again, by Martin Luther King, Jr. Marches, protests, boycotts, sit-ins. These are non-violent tactics that work. Looting, vandalism, the destruction of public property, intimidation tactics aimed at eliminating anything that might cause offense to the establishment. These tactics of mobs and bullies may work in the short term, but they will only give rise to a greater injustice in the long term. George Floyd, his death sparked the flame of outrage over racial injustice and police brutality. But political correctness is creating a raging inferno that threatens to engulf the nation. In Boston, Massachusetts, racial justice activists beheaded a statue of Christopher Columbus. It is a well-known fact that Christopher Columbus did crimes against the Native Americans. He did do crimes to indigenous peoples throughout the Americas. Once again, this is a well-known fact. In San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, protesters tore down a statue of Francis Scott Key. If you're not familiar, he is the man who penned the Star Spangled Banner. Key was also a slaveholding lawyer who tried to prosecute abolitionists vocally opposing slavery. Activists who object to Yale University being named after its founder, Eli Yale, a slave trader. They are now lobbying to rename the school. Students at Harvard University in Boston want to rename Mather House, one of the dorms named after Increase Mather, the college president from 1685 to 1692, and a slave owner. Administrators at Woodrow Wilson High School in Camden, New Jersey, named after the nation's 28th president, who guided the nation through World War I while upholding segregation policies, are now looking for a new name. So we have to ask ourselves, we have to look at Mr. Key. He wrote the Star Spangled Banner. You are going to tear a statue down? In an apparent bid to be more culturally sensitive, Land O'Lakes has removed from its packaging the image of a Native American princess that had been featured on its products for 100 years. I'm trying to understand why that's offensive. Why is that offensive? Why are these statues offensive? When I was growing up, they weren't. When all my friends were growing up, they weren't. Something changed. Something snapped. Somebody threw a switch. And it's time to take a close look at this. We have damage all over the country from these protests. And the protests, once again, were just the means by which they were carried out. We're not just. Just an example. In Woodstock, in the state of New York, they had more people, many more people, than Seattle. They had babies. They had a good time. There wasn't one fight there wasn't any violence. Because that's the way we were brought up. No violence. Woodstock hosted blacks and whites. We were all one at that particular time. Because we learned that Martin Luther King walked all the way to Washington. All the way to Washington and had a peaceful protest. So that's where I learned that was the way to do a protest. Peacefully, within the law, you will get a lot more people watching what you do if you do it right. Now, this ought to really grab you. The distributors of Aunt Jemima pancake syrup, Uncle Ben's rice, and Mrs. Butterworth's syrup have also announced plans to rebrand and rename their products in an effort to avoid perpetuating racist stereotypes. Once again, Cream of Wheat is considering what to do about the smiling black chef that graces its breakfast porridge. His visage has been criticized for being stereotypically subservient. You know what I think? That would make me proud to see someone from, actually, I wouldn't even think about it, but it would make me proud to see someone from my race that had been on this particular item for 100 years. I don't know, am I looking at this wrong? Not to be outdone, Dreyer's ice cream plans to retire the 99-year-old name for its Eskimo Pie frozen confections. Because Eskimo has been denounced as a racist nomenclature used by colonizers to Arctic regions to refer to Inuit and Yupik people. Hi, folks, we have to go to commercial. We'll be right back. Thank you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? if you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts, once again. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, violence creates many more social problems than it solves. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives, you can call into the show live and ask a question or get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Now, tonight, I have based the whole evening on a quote by Martin Luther King Jr. Now, this quote says where I'm coming from, so that no one will have any question about it. Here are his words. Violence creates many more social problems than it solves. If they succumb to the temptation of using violence in their struggle, unborn generations will be the recipients of a long and desolate night of bitterness, and our chief legacy to the future will be an endless reign of meaningless chaos. Violence isn't the way. Once again, Martin Luther King Jr. We've been going over the many atrocities that have been done, and we have been going over the many changes that we actually want to put into place. Now, if you have an ancient movie that's been around forever, that is a benchmark about the Civil War epic, should you ban it? Well, Gone with the Wind, the Civil War epic that won 10 Academy Awards and has long been considered one of the greatest films of all times, has been pulled from HBO, Max's streaming service, in response to concerns that it depicts ethnic and racial prejudice that were wrong then and are wrong today. Well, this is what I think about that. Gone with the Wind depicts something in the past that is gone with the wind. It is not trying to forecast the future. It is showing the wrongs that were committed in the setting of that movie. So I think that's wrong right there. The University of Georgia's marching band has removed Tara's theme, the opening orchestral theme from Gone with the Wind, from its musical repertoire. What is the end sum of all these actions? You are depriving the young people who know nothing about Gone with the Wind from seeing it. It will probably be locked in a vault somewhere or a time capsule and be discovered 100 years from now. What is the end sum of all these actions? What started as a movement to denounce police brutality in the wake of George Floyd's death at the hands of killer cops has become a free-for-all campaign to rid the country of any monument, literal or figurative. Thank you, folks. It's the bottom of the hour. We are going to commercial and station identification. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? I'm calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running?
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank M. Tonight, we have been comparing the 60s and the troubles that we had then and the trouble that we're having now. The police state has got us exactly where it wants us. Distracted, distraught, and divided. While protesters topple statues of men with racist pasts who are long dead, unarmed Americans continue to be killed by militarized police, trained to shoot first and ask questions later. Well, I got some news for you people who are taking down our statues. The president just signed an executive order against anyone defacing a statue in the United States of America. So you won't be toppling statues anymore, or you'll go to jail. While activists use their collective might to pressure corporations to rebrand products in a more racially sensitive fashion, the American police state, aided and abetted by the corporate state, continues to disproportionately target blacks, Hispanics, and other minorities against what Martin Luther King wanted. But you see, Martin Luther King peacefully protested. He gave speeches He marched all the way to Washington with no violence. No violence at all. He preached peace. John Fitzgerald Kennedy preached peace and an end to big government. And while politically correct censorship is attempting to sanitize the public, their sphere of words and images that denigrate minorities, it is not doing anything to rid hearts and minds of racism. There was an undercurrent in these protests. There were those who used the protests so that they could loot and vandalize and burn because they knew they could get away with it. They didn't send a message, or at least not the one that they thought. We don't have to resort to violence. We don't have to kill somebody. This is for both sides, the police and the protesters. The police have no business putting their hands on anyone. The protesters have no business throwing bricks at police. And so, all the duck owls must remain standing. The Dachaus, the Belsons, the Buchenwalds, the Auschwitzes, all of them. They must remain standing because they are a monument to a moment in time when some men dedicated to turn the earth into a graveyard. Into it, they shoveled all of their reason, all of their logic, all of their knowledge. But worst of all, their conscience. And the moment we forget this, the moment we cease to be haunted by its remembrance, then we become the grave diggers. In other words, what we need is more speech, more discourse, and a greater understanding of history and the evils perpetrated in the name of conquest, profit, and racial supremacy. Because if we bury the mistakes of the past under a sanitized present, if we fail to at least provide context, to the past, we risk allowing the government to repeat those past mistakes, rewritten for a new age, and no one will be the wiser. Terrible things have been committed on both sides. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read this one more time so everyone knows where I'm coming from. These are the words of Martin Luther King, Jr. Violence creates many more social problems than it solves. If they succumb to the temptation of using violence in their struggle, unborn generations will be the recipients of a long and desolate night of bitterness. And our chief legacy to the future will be an endless reign of meaningless chaos. Violence is not the way. Martin Luther King, Jr. I think that this country has had enough of this protest. I think we've had enough of losing friends, losing brothers, losing sisters. I think we've had enough. It's time to lick our wounds and go home. It's done. To continue, the past mistakes, rewritten for a new age, and no one will be the wiser. It has happened already. We have allowed the government to strip people of their humanity, to segregate them into polarized classes, to treat them as chattel, to deny them basic human rights, and to reduce them to figures on a ledger sheet. Censoring speech, toppling monuments, kowtowing to political correctness is not the answer to what ails this nation. As long as we focus on words and ignore the systemic injustices that undergird these words, the disease will spread as a cancer does, until it kills the country. As long as we continue to allow the most controversial issues of our day, gay rights, abortion, race, religion, sexuality, political correctness, police brutality, to serve as battlegrounds for those who claim to believe in freedom of speech, but only when it favors the views and positions they support. We will all eventually lose. Silencing unpopular viewpoints with which the majority might disagree, whether it is by shouting them down, censoring them, muzzling them, or criminalizing them, only empowers the controllers of the deep state. They want us to be at each other's throats. These bricks at this riot just appeared, pallets of them, in strategic locations. And then they were used on the police. And then we had the police using flashbang grenades. Consider some of the kinds of speech being targeted for censorship or outright elimination. Offensive, politically incorrect, and unsafe speech. Disguised as tolerance, civility, and love. Political correctness has resulted in the chilling of free speech and the demonizing of viewpoints that run counter to the cultural elite. Consequently, college campuses have become hotbeds of student-led censorship. Censorship. They tried to use censorship in art to stop people from seeing some of the beautiful nude works that have been done over the centuries. Censorship. Freedom of speech. Censorship. It must stop. Censorship will trigger warnings, microaggressions, and red light speech. And the policies targeting anything that might cause someone to feel uncomfortable, unsafe, or offended. Bullying, intimidating speech, warning that school bullies become tomorrow's hate crimes defendants. The Justice Department has led the way in urging schools to curtail bullying, going so far as to classify teasing as a form of bullying and rude or hurtful text messages as cyberbullying. I have an opinion on things that have been done in the past. A young boy was sitting in his truck, and he was contemplating suicide. His girlfriend texted him, "Go ahead, kill yourself. Kill yourself now." And he did. He took his own life. So, I don't like hurtful, rude bullying of any kind. It doesn't belong in the social networks, the social platforms. It doesn't belong anywhere. Hateful speech, hate speech, speech that attacks a person or group on the basis of attributes such as gender, ethnic origin, religion, race, disability, or sexual orientation, is the primary candidate for online censorship. There are times and places to use such language, such as out in the middle of a field by yourself where no one can hear it. Corporate internet giants, Google, Twitter, and Facebook, are in the process of determining what kinds of speech will be permitted online and what will be deleted. Some of what is deleted could be a speechwriter for president one day. They are taking targeted individuals, YouTubes, off of YouTube. They are censoring my posts to Facebook. They are censoring my newsletter to Facebook and Twitter. The government partnered with the tech industry to establish a task force to counter online propaganda by terrorists, hoping to recruit support or plan attacks. The program started under President Obama. In this way, anyone who criticizes the government online can be considered an extremist and will have their content reported to government agencies for further investigation or deleted. And some have been arrested. They might even find themselves pulled from their homes, arrested by the police, and thrown into a mental hospital for 60 days of observation for expressing their opposition to government policies, as happened to Marine Brandon Robb. I believe the Constitution states that you have the right to critique the government as long as you do it in such a way that no foul language is used, and it's a grievance. Grievances are allowed by our Constitution. The police state could not ask for a better citizenry than one that carries out its own censorship. It's a brilliant ploy, with the added bonus that while the citizenry remains focused on the distrustful of each other, they're incapable of presenting a united front against the threats posed by the government and its cabal of constitution-destroying agencies and corporate partners. The antidote to intolerance is more tolerance. What this requires is opening the door to more speech, not less, even if that speech is offensive to some. Understanding that freedom for those in the unpopular minority constitutes the ultimate tolerance in a free society. James Madison. the author of the Bill of Rights. He fought for a First Amendment that protected the minority against the majority. I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop here. I would surely love to continue. I am saddened by what the deep state is trying to do to my country and my country's constitution, along with so many others. We all must unite and peacefully protest. Peacefully visit your congressman or your senator. Peacefully write out petitions. Get signatures, as many as you can. That's how it's done today. That's how it's always been done. Remember your First Amendment right. Well, I'm going to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.